the sun has not changed at all. Is that correct? Or has the sun changed with... Okay, the sun that rises in the east and sets in the west, that...
it doesn't. The sun is stable. You're moving. So, no, that doesn't help us.
Okay.
You're asking about the sun, changing. All we asked you to qualify, which sun? And then you started this east and west when the world's turning around the same sun. So it's the same sun that's in the sun's rise that's in the sunset. Is that correct?
When I asked about the sun, you said which suns?
Yes.
So there are two suns? Are there two suns?
There are eight suns. There are eight suns.
Eight suns.
Each equinox has two.
In each equinox, do we see the two suns or we only see one?
Well, it depends on your sightedness.
Okay, it depends on my sightedness.
Yeah.
Are they in the same proximity when you see one, there's two suns?
Depends on your bias of where you are. Nope, depends on the bias of where you are. If you're standing at the South Pole and you're looking at the sun, it's very different than if you're standing at the North Pole and looking at the sun. Yes?
Okay. Yes.
No, not okay. Don't,
but I know, I'm not at the South Pole and the North Pole, so that doesn't mean anything.
That's why you asked the question and we answered it. That's why we answered it that way.
Oh, okay.
Because you're saying, is this the answer to the question? Well, no, not if you're at the South Pole. It's not the answer. So, yes, in some geographic positions, you can see both sides of the sun. Just like when you get on the ocean with a far enough stance, you can start to notice the curvature of the earth. It's round, but it looks flat. But when you get out on the ocean, enough of an ocean, you can start to notice the actual curvature of the earth. But when you're able to do that and to take on the spherical bound that is your reality, you can also then sometimes get slivers of both moons. It's kind of bright. So it's kind of hard to just embrace it, and that's why it is so bright.
Okay, you just said the moon, we're talking about the sun. You said both moons, we're talking about the sun. So there's two moons as well.
The light, yes, and the light of the moon comes from?
The sun.
Okay. They are both.
Okay, Kent. Okay, so in my current location in Switzerland, is it possible for me to see two suns?
Yes.
Can you give me the degrees?
We can give you the azimuth, 32.4 degrees azimuth, in the second portion of the vernal equinox. You can see both suns.
Okay.
You can learn how to read azimuth, can you not?
Yes, I learned in the Army, so I'm a little bit
old. Oh, well, then bless your little heart. Then you got it all worked out then. Good.